Kenneth Jones began his love for acting in the fifth grade during family backyard barbecues. His love for acting drew him to college, where he earned an Associate of Arts degree in theater, a bachelor's degree in broadcast journalism, and a master's in film. He's gone on to receive numerous awards for his films, including the British Golden Seal and a Black Independent Filmmakers Competition Award. He's most noted for his docudrama Rosewood, which aired nationally on PBS. His first feature film is entitled Love and Fate. Jones says the original idea for this love story in the South came from his dad.
Well, I was inspired by a story that my father told me about. He had met a young lady at a home for the mentally ill and kind of had the eyes for. And basically, that's where the story ended. I took that and ran with it. I started writing notes for it in 1989. Couldn't raise the money to make the film at first, so I shot a lot of short films along the way and eventually got a chance to shoot this film now as a feature, because I felt, you know, a love story set at a home for the mentally ill, especially this main character of Claudia, you know, was a very compelling story.
Filming for Love and Fate took place primarily in North Florida near Tallahassee and in Panama City. Jones says the story of Claudia and Isaiah is a drama with a message.
It's a love story, but it has a twist to it in terms of the deadly edge of whether this young lady would kill herself over this man. Now, in the end of the film, and I won't reveal the end right now, there's another twist that you find out. But there's a sub-story to that story, which is that the patients at the home seem like they have a lot more sanity than people do out in society, which runs along the line of that. There's a thin line between sanity and insanity.
Jones says he's pleased with the response he's received from audiences at earlier screenings of the film in New York, Texas, and Georgia because it showed the movie breaks color barriers.
Oftentimes now, you know, if you have a film like mine, a love story with two lead actors, especially if they're African-American, people feel that that type of storyline, especially a love story set in the South, that it only is going to appeal to African-Americans, to black people. And what happened with the Miami Herald's review of this film was that it has no color barriers. The film appeals to pretty much everybody, and that the story, the love story, is universal. The story of sanity and insanity is universal. The warmth of the character is universal. And so that's where, you know, this, I think it's a pretty much a breakthrough film in terms of breaking down those barriers. And it makes me feel good as a filmmaker that I have a film that can do that, so that people get past the color of who's in the film and can get to the story and can see the story.
Love and Fate stars Mara Gale, who's currently featured in the film Butter on HBO, and Larry Robinson, who has had roles in Goodfellas and The Fisher King. Florida filmmaker, producer, and director Jones shot the film in only 10 days during his vacation, utilizing many former film school classmates. He says during a day and age when there's mega films like Titanic and Star Wars with all their special effects, he sees an audience hungry for something different, and he says independent films can give them that.
Yeah, I really think that because of the special effects films and because of the big films with the massive budgets is that it's pushing some audiences towards finding what I call a film like mine, which is a jewel. It's a hidden jewel. It's something different. Because a lot of the studio films are pretty much developed in the same genre with the same plots and so forth. And so it pushes, I think, certain audiences to go try to find a film like mine. Now, the difficulty in that is that you got to make sure that film is out there for them to find, that it's in the theaters.
Jones says he's especially pleased his movie was scheduled to premiere in Gainesville during Martin Luther King Jr. Week.
Symbolic for me because, you know, I just think the man was just awesome and what he did and how it's benefited me. I mean, I'm a true benefit of it, especially within the school system, education-wise, through FAMU, Florida University, and Florida State University, and also with just having the opportunities I do, you know, with my film work, with raising money, you know. So to play it on the weekend that is now honored for him is just awesome for me.
Jones says he hopes to market Love and Fate to a wider audience in the coming weeks. He'll be shooting his next film, Psychedelic Shack, in June. For Mid-Florida Public Radio, I'm Donna Green Townsend.